This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer, shoot me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, or as a backup, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, lots of stories happening, and who better to tell us all about the latest from the Motor City and around the world than esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau and contributor to NPR Radio as well, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome, and thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Bob, good to be with you on what here in Detroit is a snowy, snowy April morning.
Well, there you go. Having grown up in Boston, I remember one time when I was in high school, it snowed in May, and we actually got the day off.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. For all our listeners in other places, I'm jealous right now of the warm weather.
Well, let's talk about one of these stories that just keeps on giving. Before we talk about products, let's talk about Volkswagen and what seems to be the never-ending saga of the recalls and the scandal of involving diesel technology.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch this. I can't imagine. Well, I should say I know a bunch of people over there, and I do have a sense of how frustrating it is for them. Here's a company that has been struggling to try to get past this disaster that they of their own making created when they pulled off a bit of a scam, stuck software into the engine control computers to try to get their polluting diesels past U.S. emission standards. Well, problem is they can't sell any of those diesels in the U.S. But I think, unless I'm wrong, there's not a single diesel not only sold by VW but also by the Audi and Porsche brands that can be sold in the U.S. right now. And that's one reason why VW sales fell 10% last month at a time when the rest of the U.S. auto industry was doing pretty darn well.
Very true, Paul. And certainly, you know, for those of us who have had the opportunity to drive these vehicles, I mean, they were, you know, to put it positively, they were quite delightful. I mean, they had lots of power, a great fuel economy, great driving dynamics, and they were good vehicles. And no wonder the sales have dropped, because this is a major loss in the portfolio of the Volkswagen brand.
Yeah, it really is. At one point, before this whole mess occurred, diesels accounted for about 25% of the sales in the U.S. of the Volkswagen brand, a little bit less over at Audi. And Porsche never had a huge percentage of its vehicles running on diesel, but you could get diesel in a number of vehicles, including the Porsche Cayenne and the Porsche, if I remember, Bob, Porsche Panamera as well.
That is very true, Paul. Another story that keeps on giving, we've been following it for a year or more at the DetroitBureau.com, and that is Takata, the airbag maker. What's the latest with the folks at Takata?
Well, for those who aren't really familiar with what's going on here, the Takata is a major supplier of airbag inflators. Those are the things that basically explode in a crash when they're triggered by the sensors in the vehicle, and they inflate the bag instantly, you know, far faster than you could ever imagine seeing. The problem is that they had a design defect. Originally, it was thought to be just a manufacturing problem. Pretty much now, everybody is accepting the idea that it has to do with the chemical that they use to inflate those bags, something called ammonium nitrate. This is a very high explosive material. In fact, it was, for many terrorists around the world, it was a very popular, easy-to-make explosive device. And unfortunately, it's proven to be much more unstable, and the older the vehicles get, the fear is, the more likely it is that these airbag inflators could explode, you know, when triggered improperly, much too aggressively. And if that happens, it can send shrapnel flying into the passenger compartment. It's been blamed for about 10 deaths worldwide, almost all of them here in the U.S. And we've seen, Bob, help me on this. I believe the number is about 25, or is it up to 30 million vehicles recalled in the U.S. so far?
I think it's knocking on the door of 30 now, Paul.
Yeah, it's somewhere in that neighborhood. The problem is that while we're pretty sure that there is a problem with the inflators that were produced in a particular time in two particular North American plants, there's growing concern that any Takata airbag inflator using this chemical, ammonium nitrate, might be at risk as the vehicle ages of misfiring. And if that's the case, basically NHTSA and the auto industry, as well as Takata, they're all conferring now to try to decide whether they need to recall all Takata airbag inflators. And if we're talking about that, we're talking about a number that could increase, what, fivefold over the number of recalls we've had now. The cost for Takata would be devastating. That company is already struggling to survive. And nobody knows exactly what it could be, but we're talking about tens of billions of dollars in terms of the cost for replacing all of these, never mind the inconvenience for motorists around the country.
And certainly it is inconvenient to have to bring your vehicle back to the repair facility, to your dealership, for recalls like this. But for the most part, Paul, you know, if you look at recalls, I mean, automakers have been kind of proactive in recent times because of lawsuits and such. But when you compare recalls of a decade ago compared to recalls of 2016, for the most part, automakers are doing a good job of bringing product to market finished these days. Unlike you and I, who have been around this business for a long time, there was a time in the industry that automakers, to put it bluntly, would bring a vehicle to market really not 100% complete and finish it while it's on sale.
Yeah, in other words, that they would do what the consumer electronics industry does today. Dump stuff on the market and then let consumers tell them what was wrong so that they'd go and fix it. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800. CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City. Speaking of the Motor City, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, one of our regular contributors, is with us live here. And that means a golden opportunity for you on the other side of the radio. If you would like to ask a question of Paul, or if you have a comment, or if you're in the market for a new vehicle and would like to throw a few potential candidates at Paul and myself, we would love to talk with you folks. So give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. My website, autoworldradio.com, is currently being updated significantly, and I'll tell you more about that next week. It should be done, and should be have some really cool things to talk about. But before the break, and before we get into talking about product, we were talking about product recalls. We started out talking about the Volkswagen scandal, the TDI, the diesel scandal, and then moved on to Takata and the airbags, and then in general talking a little bit about how proactive the automakers have been in recent times in making sure that they're recalling things before they become a problem or a potential lawsuit. But historically, if you look back at the way vehicles are manufactured today compared to years ago, we certainly have seen a vast improvement. Paul, give us some more of your comments on this.
Well, I want to get to the issue of the consumer side of the recall issue. One of the biggest problems, Bob, is that a lot of folks are simply not getting vehicles repaired, even when they receive recall notices. Now, one of the challenges that the industry itself faces is that a lot of times, especially on older vehicles, like some of those decade-old vehicles with the defective GM ignition switch or the Takata airbag, it can be difficult for the industry to find who the owner is because, you know, these vehicles may have changed hands three or four times. But I would bet if I were to ask listeners to raise their hands and say how many have gotten recall notices, probably about 80% have on one vehicle or another over the last X years received a recall notice. Now I'll ask the same people, how many of you have gone back and had all the recalls repaired? And I'll bet you that if I asked how many of you have had all recalls repaired, probably only 20% of listeners have actually gone back and had every recall notice followed up on. And this is a problem. Now, sometimes the recalls are minor. It may be just a little sticker that has to go in the door jamb on the driver's side to tell you the correct inflation rate of your tires. Other times it can be things that can cause your vehicle to totally come to a complete stop in the middle of high-speed traffic. Pretty deadly situation. And a lot of times people don't respond to seemingly minimal recalls, like those stickers. Well, here's the thing. You may recall, Bob, when we had, 1,000 deaths, was it? It was some obscene number. Died in the exploding tire problem with the Ford Explorers. Remember that, the Firestone tires decades
sure.
back? That had to do with improper inflation. So the fact is, even something that seemingly is not important, like a warning sticker that tells you the proper inflation on your tires, well, guess what? You don't inflate properly, you may have your tire blow out, and you could be killed. Not just injured, killed. And your family could die, too. Let's get blunt. Let's get serious about it. If there's a recall, get your car repaired. And unfortunately, even the most serious recalls, Bob, only about 70% of people are taking their vehicles back. You're risking the lives of yourself and your family and your friends every time you fail to go to a recall, even if it seems insignificant. People die in all of these problems. Get them fixed.
Very well said, Paul, and so true. I mean, very much a problem, very neglected. Lots of folks, like you say, with vehicles being sold in the used car marketplace, don't necessarily get these recalls, but they need to be proactive, and they need to do research online and find out if their vehicle has been properly taken care of.
Let me interrupt you there, because here's something really good. NHTSA did enact a new rule about a year ago, and you now can find out. There's no excuse anymore to say, oh, I didn't get the notice. Oh, I didn't know that. I bought the car used. Guess what? It's easy to find your VIN. First of all, just go to your registration. You don't have your registration handy, look in the window over the driver's side on the windshield. You'll find your VIN, vehicle identification number. All your listeners are smart enough to know exactly where that is and what it is. Good. Now go inside, put it into your computer or your smartphone, and go to either the manufacturer's site or safercar.gov, and you can find whether or not your vehicle is subject to a recall. Any recall that's ever been done on that car will be in there. I believe you may be able to check also, and I apologize, I'm not sure. I think you can check to see if the manufacturer has recorded it as repaired. But if not, your dealer will be able to tell you if that repair has been made. And remember, recalls are free. Yes, it takes some time, but they could save your life. It's free. Go do the recalls. It's easy to check. Make sure you haven't missed something, and then get it fixed.
Let's talk about the upcoming new model from Tesla. Smaller and certainly quite a bit less expensive model than we've seen with the crossover, as well as the very popular and quite pricey Model S. This new Tesla, Paul, I understand the Model 3 has got an awful lot of advance orders already.
Yeah, supposedly they are up to about 200,000. Maybe even farther. Now, Bob, orders is a little bit of a misnomer. Tesla's calling it that. The fact is there are $1,000 down payments. Number one, you're not locked in. It may seem like you've locked in to buy a vehicle, but you're not. You can get that money back at any time. And historically, a lot of companies have done advance orders, and a lot of times people don't buy. So does this mean that there will be 200,000 people buying the car? Maybe, maybe not. On the downside for those who put an order in, Tesla is also not locked in. If they decide they have to raise the price of this vehicle, if they have to make changes to the vehicle, they're also allowed to do it. It's a fairly loose system. Will a lot of these translate into purchases? Yeah, I think it will. Will Tesla continue to get enough buyers? They're talking about being able to produce 500,000 battery cars a year out of that factory in California. Will they be able to make it? That's another story entirely.
It certainly is. We're going to talk about lots more new products around the bend. You're listening to Auto World.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. And it's been one of those kind of crazy days, and we've had some technical problems on my end, but they have been resolved, and we're hoping to catch up with a great guy. I work with Mark Williams at Motor Trend. He was not only an editor with Motor Trend, but he also ran the entire Truck Trend magazine, the sister publication to Motor Trend, and he's moved on now to cars.com and pickuptrucks.com, and we're going to be talking with him hopefully in the next few minutes. Patrick, I'm going to forward over to you something that that will have Mark's telephone number on it, just in case Mark didn't get the email that I sent to him just a moment ago. But pickup trucks is what we're going to be talking about. Pickup trucks are certainly so popular, especially in the last 20 years or so. I mean, every year, year after year, the Ford F-150 is the best-selling vehicle here in North America. And it's not only truck buyers that are buying trucks, but a lot of regular people who in the past never would even consider buying a truck. They're now buying a truck. Part of the reason is that trucks are so different today than the trucks of years ago. Today, trucks are available in so many different trim levels. You can spend $50,000, $60,000 on a truck that will have the luxury features of a luxury vehicle not that long ago. All of the domestics have some high-line versions that are really usable as family vehicles, and that's another thing that we've seen in recent times, folks using their truck, if it's a extended crew cab. It's not uncommon for folks today in 2016 to be utilizing the truck not only potentially for work, but also as a family car. So we're going to be talking to Mark. Hopefully, if we do not catch up with him, we had hoped to spend the whole hour with him, but because of my technical issue, we're hoping to catch up on some things like the 2017 Ford Super Duty First Drive. He's already had the opportunity to check that vehicle out. The 2017 Nissan Titan Half Ton First Drive. The 2017 Honda Ridgeline First Drive and Comparison Test. And PickupTrucks.com 2016 Nissan Pickup Challenge. That's where Mark and his team took all of the new midsize pickup trucks, which really have come back very strong. As a matter of fact, other brands are now considering getting into the fray, so to speak. But we're talking vehicles like the Chevrolet Colorado, the GMC Canyon, that new Honda Ridgeline, the Frontier, and the Tacoma. So there's a lot of different vehicles, and Mark and his team recently did a comparison test. So if we don't hook up with Mark today, we will definitely get him back. Maybe we'll shoot for next Sunday at this very same time. So if you're listening on your favorite affiliate station, you won't want to miss the appearance of Mark Williams. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance and what used to be called the weekend in Monterey, California. It is now morphed into a week-long series of events. Actually, for some folks, it is morphed into almost a two-week affair as this event continues to get bigger and bigger. It's a series of events, auctions, and, of course, there was a big auction. And we'll wait for Dave Kenny, who will be our very special guest in hour number two, to tell us about a new record set for an American car at auction. And it's not just any old American car. It was Carroll Shelby's personal Cobra. It was the one that he utilized, the first one built. Chassis number, it was CXX, Carroll Shelby X 2000. And you won't believe you're going to have to hang on to your hat, so to speak, when you hear how much this vehicle sold for at auction. And that may not be the most expensive car sold during Pebble Beach Week. So we'll find out for Dave Kinney, who contributes to both Automobile Magazine as their auction guy and Auto Week Magazine as their auction reporter, and he also is the man behind Hagerty, the insurance company's valuation tool, which is called the Hagerty Price Guide. And he wrote me last week, and he says, "Boy, you know, I am so busy. We've got to talk, you know, next week, because all this stuff going on is just too much." And of course, in recent times, this weekend as well, in the last couple of weekends, we've had lots of things going on. The Woodward Dream Cruise in suburban Detroit, Michigan. There was a little rain this year, which was a shame, but it certainly didn't dampen crowds. And this is an amazing event. You really, if you're a car person, once in your lifetime, you need to go to this rolling party that they put on in the Motor City. It's a drive that basically goes all the way from downtown Detroit up into the suburbs, and millions of people turn out, line the streets, and every year I would say probably 35 to 40,000 vehicles. It's an informal event. It was started very humbly not that long ago, less than 20 years ago, as a way to raise money for one of those local suburban entities to build a playground, and it's just taken off and become a worldwide affair. I've attended a number of times and had the opportunity to do radio there, and you know, people came from as far away as, I remember one guy shipped a Mustang all the way from Australia just to participate in the Woodward Dream Cruise. And that's the thing that's really cool, is there's no rules. You can drive whatever you want on Woodward during the cruise day, which is always on a Saturday. However, the cruising really starts about 5 days before. But it doesn't have to be a classic car, or rare car, or muscle cars, of course, are the favorite. But you'll see some brand new cars. You'll see some homemade cars. I remember once being there, seeing a old fashioned bathtub turned into a car for a day, and the guy went so far as to put up a shower curtain and have water running, and a couple of lovely young ladies behind the shower curtain. We're going to put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and then on the other side, more of Auto World.
I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're having all kinds of fun, as usual. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us, the usual number, 855-660-4261. We'll play a little trivia here just for the fun of it. We'll throw kind of a... an easy question, I think, for most folks. I saw the first one of these on the road down here in the Orlando, Florida area within the last few weeks. It's a new vehicle. It's called the Model X. Which car company is bringing to market? And right now, what is the brand that brings us the Model X? Already people are writing into me, and we're already getting a whole slew of different answers here. Something that I thought I would pass along to you guys is an article that I saw a little bit earlier today about what rich people drive, you'd be surprised because, you know, most people would think, well, you know, really rich people, they're going to be driving, you know, Rolls Royce vehicles and Bentleys and Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Aston Martins and things like that. Well, that isn't necessarily true. So let me give you a list here that the folks at Forbes magazine came up with. Let's see, there's an actual list of the vehicles. A study found that 8 of the 10 best-selling automobiles in the country's wealthiest zip codes actually average less than $40,000. That is surprising.
Only two were above and beyond that. A Mercedes E-Class and the BMW X5 SUV. And both of those were less than you would expect. I mean, starting price, anyways, for the E-Class, it's about $50,000, and for the X5 SUV, $56,000. But you would also be surprised that rich people, just like regular folks here in North America, buy the F-150 pickup truck. That is on the list of the 10 vehicles that really rich people drive. So is the Jeep Grand Cherokee, a vehicle that you wouldn't necessarily expect to be on a list like that. So I thought it was kind of an interesting piece. It's interesting to see. You know, I'd like to see more statistics like that to see, you know, who are the folks that are buying the more expensive vehicles. Certainly, athletes have a tendency to do a lot of heavy duty. There's no question about that. The heavy duty spending. I know a baseball pitcher who's got an incredible McLaren. This vehicle is called the P1. It's more than $1 million, and he's a pitcher. And of course, you know, they make so much money, those folks can afford anything. So, you know, you can see a lot of athletes with those very expensive cars. Celebrities, of course, very very common to be driving Aston Martins. I know Ryan Seacrest, for example, radio host and TV host and whatever he has become. Is an interesting story when you stop and think about it. Here's a guy that, along with another person, was the first host of the original, you know, going back many, many seasons. I don't know when the first American Idol hit the airwaves. And if I had to guess, I'd say probably like 2003, something like that. And there were two hosts. And eventually, for the second season, they got rid of the second guy, and Ryan got the job. And of course, his career has gone through the roof, and so has his opportunities. He was working the Olympics. Personally, I don't think he's that talented, but there you go. That's 2016. That happens more often than it should. Another interesting happening out during the Monterey Car Week was the fact that BMW was celebrating a great centennial. And every year at what used to be called the Monterey Historics, they have these races at the Mazda Speedway, the Laguna Seca Speedway, and it this year was focusing on BMW as a brand. And I'll have to check that. I don't think it's 100 years, come to think of it. It should be a lot less than that. But that was the featured mark at the Laguna Seca happening this year, and that's always quite a remarkable event as well. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261. The trivia question is, who makes the Model X? Let's see, I've had guesses ranging from Range Rover, no, to Nissan, no, Toyota, no, Scion, no. Scion brand, you know, is going away. Lincoln, no. And I noticed, you know, Lincoln has got a lot of big plans. We had a guest on from Lincoln not that long ago, and they're looking at really upping the ante. Hopefully, with a lot of big sales of their return of the Continental, but there are people out there writing quite often, you know, Ford should really just dump Lincoln. They haven't done as well as Cadillac, but Ford is doing well with Lincoln in China, just like the folks at General Motors are doing quite well with Buick in China. So it's going to be interesting to see how this Continental rolls out here in North America as well as in China. It's interesting that the Chinese have a total different perception of Lincoln Continental, Lincoln the brand, than do most Americans. When you ask a Chinese individual, there's, I believe, 30 to 40 Lincoln dealerships already in the country of China. Really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It's kind of crazy because it's still a communist country, but yet there are people wealthy enough to be buying these vehicles from some pretty high-end manufacturers. When you say to the Chinese Lincoln Continental, they think, wow, this is a vehicle of presidents, which is true. I mean, for years, the U.S. president was chauffeured in the Lincoln. Presently, Cadillac has that honor. But they look at Lincoln as a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley or something very high-end. Most Americans have kind of lost sight of the history of Lincoln. This used to be a very dominant premium luxury brand, but of course, as more and more manufacturers have come into play here in North America, there are so many choices. I mean, everything from the German brands, from you name it, from Mercedes to BMW to the British brands, the Aston Martins, the Bentleys, the Rolls-Royces. Some of these brands that I'm naming are interesting stories in themselves, in that a lot of people don't realize, maybe you don't realize, but in England, but it is owned by the parent company BMW. Yeah, Bentley, same thing. It is owned by the parent company, the Volkswagen Group, the same people who own VW and Audi, but they also own the Italian supercar Lamborghini and the ultra-exotic car, the Bugatti. So 2016 is a very interesting time in the automotive world. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. I thank you very much for coming along for the ride. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more of Auto World after the top of the hour news.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about the food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency.
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.